Welcome, it's Daniel, Aldo, Mona, and Tyler coming to you on History Paves the Path for today.
Today we are going to be speaking about what life was like for the people living during the World War II era and what hardships they endured, and how inequality played a big part in the time during this era with both race and gender.
We will be interviewing an African American from the World War II era to get a deeper insight. During this time, it was the upcoming of Jim Crow laws, lots of segregation and violence towards opposite races, both at war and on the home front. People were fighting for equality in the work, that place in politics, and in warfare.
I am speaking to Dre, an African American vet who served during the World War II. In what ways were you treated unequal and not allowed the same privileges as other races?
We were not allowed to eat nor drink from the same facilities as the whites. They wanted us separate. We had our own facilities. Blacks slept in lower standard homes with not enough supply for everyone, while the whites got better treatment.
How did you feel that African Americans were being segregated when deployed serving for our country?
I felt that it wasn't right and it was very unfair. All races were being asked to help. To help fight rights and freedom, yet we weren't even being given our freedom, and we still poorly treated in the military. Blacks were quoted as unfit and given low-ranked positions that weren't even allowed in the same ranks as whites. Blacks didn't get higher positions until around 1945. Blacks were not the only races discriminated. Minorities were also not treated as equals. I think going to war and being segregated while fighting for freedom opened our eyes to why we fight for freedom, because we ourselves don't have complete freedom. And that was the start to striving for equality and having achieved modern. Let's bomb the bums. With bombs. By United States savings bonds.
Today we are talking with a woman who experienced unfair pay and was in the Air Force and show, and how women use propaganda to change views on their priorities and careers and what they were able to be involved in.
Hey, there goes one of those petticoat soldiers now.
Yeah, my sister wants to join the ranks. What do you think of that?
She's crazy. What the devil's a woman want to be a soldier for?
Just a waste of time. This is a man's war. What sort of jobs can they do?
What sort of jobs can we do? Take a look, mister. X-ray technicians, inspectors of army meat, teachers schooling our soldiers, wax or classification experts, assignment interviewers.
So this is a man's war, is it? Wax are at work on every sort of army vehicle, doing every sort of motor transport job, testing walkie-talkies, testing radio tubes. Those are just a few of the jobs they do. There are 239 more. Hey, you two armchair generals on the porch, here's something more for you to think about. Listen, General Eisenhower said...
In what ways were wages unfair, and did it depend on both race and gender?
They were unfair for races because depending on the color of your skin determined how much you'd get paid and what type of position you'd get. Your gender determined what your priorities and responsibilities were. Being a woman, you were expected to stay home and do house duties, but once men went off, women took stand and started to become businesswomen and had opportunities they hadn't had before.
How many females in total served in the war?
There were roughly about 350,000 women that served at home and board in the Army Force.
How did Congress' decision in 1942 affect you?
It upgraded the women's army and allowed us to have full advantages in the military. Thank you for listening to History Paves the Path for Today. Catch us later.